Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I feel like I need like dinosaur sound effects this morning.
Oh, we should have gotten Roar. Some. That would be really fun. I know I need like little dinosaur figurines like play with.
That would have been fun.
That would have been really fun.
Coming to the Lutherans for Life conference here in St. Louis, October 12th and 13th, something outstanding, a very unique experience, and mm-hmm. we're going to learn more about it. Brian Young, director of the Creation Instruction Association, joining us by phone this morning, presenting the Semisaurus at the Lutherans for Life conference. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So the burning question, what is a Semisaurus?
Well, it's a 48-foot-long creation museum. We have taken an old FEMA trailer, and we have turned it into a state-of-the-art creation museum that travels from place to place so that people don't have to drive many hours to go see the Answers in Genesis one, which is fantastic. But like I said, a lot of people can't go through it, and we do not charge for people to go through the Semisaurus either. So we've had a lot of people say it's kind of like a smaller version of the Creation Museum there in Kentucky.
Now I really want to go. how does the Semisaurus help us learn about creation?
Well, not only is it going to show you scientific evidences that, you know, really support Scripture and challenges the views of evolution, it's also going to help us understand that this topic is very important to understand, not just the Bible as a whole, but the gospel as a whole. A lot of people don't understand the connection between creation and Jesus Christ. I mean, first of all, we know that he was the creator. Nothing was made without him. And second of all, in order to be our savior, he had to be able to come and die a physical death on the cross to take the punishment of sin. Well, when we believe in millions of years and dinosaurs, you know, not living with human beings, that simply means that there was death before Adam and Eve, which means death doesn't have any purpose, and it's just a natural thing, which would mean Jesus' death wouldn't have any purpose. It would be natural and didn't have the power to do, you know, what the Scriptures promise it did in taking away our sins, taking our punishment for us, and then him conquering it with his resurrection.
And evolution has been in the news the last couple of days because of the Nobel Prize. One of the Nobel Prizes was based on something in evolution. I don't know. I just was hearing this in the news.
Proof that neither you nor I will be receiving
exactly,
one of those awards.
Exactly. Yes. So this is it seems like it's always a relevant thing for somebody to learn more about creation.
It definitely is, because that's what we're seeing is, you know, people like Bill Nye, Lawrence Krauss, they're all basically saying that, you know, really religion is the enemy of science, and nothing could be further from the truth. You know, the Bible tells us in Romans 1 that through science, we even get to see God. Now, by no means am I saying that replaces Scripture or anything like that. It just says that in Romans 1, we see God's power, his qualities, his nature, through that which has been made, so that men are without excuse to deny his existence. And these Nobel Prizes, and it really has become, you know, just all about evolution and not really about true science. I like to tell people that creation is not science. It is a religion, but so is evolution. Evolution is not science. It's a religion as well. And it's a battle of religions, not a battle of science, because the science does support my religion of Scripture and creation. There's no question about it, whether it be astronomy, biology, geology, every area of science will support exactly what the Scripture says, but it will not support evolution. But, you know, when they say things loud enough, long enough, and often enough, people do believe it, and that's what they think this is a scientific versus religious debate, when it isn't.
Give us just a little preview of what we'll find in the Semisaurus. Now, I'm assuming the Semisaurus is either an omnivore or carnivore because we're going to be entering into the belly of the Semisaurus here, walking through it. So it's got to be an omnivore or carnivore. sorry, bad joke.
I don't know what you ate for lunch then.
What? Give us a preview of what we'll find in the Semisaurus, Brian.
Well, you're going to have a walk through history from creation, you know, all the way through. But you're also going to have kind of just understand, you know, what caused the flood, what caused the ice age. Did dinosaurs and man actually live together? There are biblical artifacts, Egyptian artifacts. There's a 12.5-foot alligator. He's dead, but he once was alive, as well as many fossils, artifacts. There's a microscope that you can look at your eye underneath and your hand and all kinds of things and just see the amazing design of God. There's an animatronic dinosaur, some interactive technologies in there as well. A model of Noah's Ark, kind of just scaled to show you the size of that type of thing. We've got other video displays that are going to show you some things through a self-guided audio tour as you go through, so everybody will receive a headphone and a smartphone that basically walks you through the museum. But there is a lot more in there than the audio tour. The audio tour is going to take you about 20 minutes, but we've had people spend up to 2 hours in there because there's so much more than what we put on the tour. So it's really up to you how long or how short of time it takes for you to go through it. We've got woolly mammoth teeth, and real ones as well as fossilized ones in the museum. So lots and lots of things that you'll be able to see.
So if you're coming to the Lutherans for Life conference, October 12th, 13th here in St. Louis, you'll have a chance to tour to go through the Semisaurus. What are the times that it'll be available for the Lutherans for Life participants?
Yeah, it is going to be on October 12th, I think around 4 o'clock it would be open to the public. If they're attending the conference, we're going to have it open for really from 1 to 7. On the 13th, it will be open probably more like around 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so a little bit more time there as well, but it will be taken down here shortly after that to move on to some and other places. All the way through the 22nd, we're going to be in your area.
Very good. Tell us about some of the other places in St. Louis. If you're not going to make it to the Lutherans for Life conference, you can still check out the Semisaurus here in the St. Louis area. Some of those dates and locations?
Yeah. On the 14th and 15th, it'll be in De Pere at, it looks to me like St. Paul Lutheran. Mm-hmm. And all of this information will be on the Semisaurus.com website. So you could go there and you'll be able to see times. And some of the times may not be there yet, but they will be here the next day or two. There's still some final things being ironed out. But on the 16th and 17th, it'll be in St. Charles at Zion Harvester. Then it's going to move on from there to the 18th and 19th. It'll be at New Community Church. And
that's in Wildwood?
On, mm-hmm. Yes, Wildwood. Thank you. I was kind of looking for where that was and wasn't seeing it. On the 20th mm-hmm. and the 21st, it's going to be a Beautiful Savior in Bridgeton. And the 22nd, it goes to O'Fallon at First Baptist. The 23rd and 24th, it's going to go a little bit further, but it'll be in Columbia at Trinity. And then on the 25th, it'll be there at Trinity on the 25th as well. And then the 26th and 27th, it goes to Olathe, Kansas.
So it really travels all over. Other cities that you'll be bringing the Semisaurus to?
Well, there are, and again, it'll be on our website.
Okay.
It's constantly changing. Really we put this together to focus on state fairs, county fairs, town festivals, because when I go and speak on creation, it's Christians that typically get to hear this message. But with the Semisaurus, we kind of geared it to reach the unchurched and people in the community that don't normally go to church. And I'd say we've had about 50% of the people are unchurched that go through the museum. And we've had over 30,000 people already in less than 2 years. So it's accomplishing the goal, I guess.
Wow. Well, SemiSource coming to our neighborhood very soon at the Lutherans for Life Conference, October 12th and 13th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, right here in the St. Louis area. You can still find out more information about the Lutherans for Life Conference, lutheransforlife.org. The SemiSource, see where it's headed, semisaurus.com is the website. Our guest today, Brian Young, he's the director of the Creation Instruction Association. Brian, thanks so much for sharing with us about the SemiSource.
You bet. Thank you.
That sounds so fun.
I want to go.
I have plans to go to the SemiSource. I plan on touring it, hopefully, during the time that's here, whether it be at the Lutherans for Life conference, or maybe I'll just have to tour it a couple of times and take our little guy.
Just go at every spot.
There you go.
Just
go visit him at every site.
There
that
you
would
go.
Be really fun. tomorrow, we continue our series on He Restores My Soul, and we'll be talking with, this is our interview with Deaconess Heidi Sias.
Yes.
This
is my favorite one.
Yes, this is your favorite, huh?
Oh, well.
Are you allowed to have a favorite?
Maybe not, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that on the air.
Deaconess Heidi Sias coming up tomorrow, and we have plenty more coming up in the next few days as well. Check in with President Harrison on the International Lutheran Council.
Really exciting.
Receiving several,
17.
17 new members as well. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.